What's up everybody? Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital minimalist, back with another daily dose of sanity in this crazy world. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded by notifications, deadlines, and to-do lists? Like your brain is a hamster wheel spinning out of control? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There are ways to hit the reset button, to find some peace amidst the chaos. And today, we're diving into two powerful tools that can transform not just your physical well-being but also your mental health. Mindful eating and exercise. You might be thinking, Jake, come on, those are pretty basic, everyone knows about them. And you'd be right, they're not exactly groundbreaking concepts. But the real magic happens when we go deeper, when we bring awareness and intention to these everyday activities. It's not just about burning calories or shoveling down kale smoothies, though those can be pretty great too. We're talking about a mindful shift in how we approach food and movement, a way of connecting with our bodies and listening to their needs. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey to a healthier, happier you. First up, slow down. Seriously, put the fork down between bites. Savor each mouthful, notice the textures, the flavors, the aromas. It's like giving your taste buds a spa day. When we eat mindfully, we register fullness cues faster, preventing overeating and promoting better digestion. Ever feel that stuffed feeling after a meal where you barely registered what you were eating? Yeah, that's our bodies screaming for some attention. Second, tune into your cravings. Ask yourself, is this hunger or boredom? Stress? A true need for nourishment? By getting curious about our cravings, we can make more conscious choices and avoid mindless munching on unhealthy snacks. Remember, food is fuel, not just a temporary fix for emotions. It's a powerful tool that can nourish both your body and mind. Third, move your body with joy. Exercise doesn't have to be a chore. Find activities you genuinely enjoy, dancing, hiking, swimming, playing a sport. The key is to get your heart rate up and sweat it out while having a blast. Trust me, when exercise feels like play, you're more likely to stick with it. Fourth, listen to your body. Pay attention to how different foods make you feel. Notice any energy spikes or dips, digestive discomfort, or mood changes. This awareness can guide you towards a diet that supports your overall well-being. We're all unique. So what works for one person might not work for another. And finally, be kind to yourself. This journey is about progress, not perfection. There will be slip-ups, cravings you give into, and days when motivation runs low. That's okay. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going. Every small step counts, and remember, you're doing amazing. Let me tell you a quick story about this. My friend Sarah was feeling super stressed out with work deadlines looming and her social life feeling non-existent. She started skipping meals, eating way too much junk food, and barely had time to move. She felt sluggish, grumpy, and totally drained. Then she decided to try mindful eating and exercise. She started paying attention to what she ate, savoring each bite, and making healthier choices. She also found joy in going for walks in nature, listening to music while she cooked, and taking yoga classes. Within a few weeks, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt more energized, her mood was brighter, and her stress levels were significantly lower. She realized that taking care of her body and mind wasn't about deprivation or punishment. It was about nourishing herself from the inside out. So, remember, my friends, mindful eating and exercise aren't just about looking good in a swimsuit. They're about feeling good inside and out. They're about cultivating a deeper connection with your body and listening to its needs. And trust me, that's a superpower worth mastering. Before you head out for the day, I want you to take a moment and reflect on what stood out to you in today's episode. Maybe it was the idea of savoring each bite, tuning into your cravings, or moving your body with joy. Write down one small step you can take right now to incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine. And hey, if this podcast has helped you even a little bit, spread the word. Share it with a friend who might benefit from a dose of digital minimalism and mindful living. Until tomorrow, keep it real, keep it mindful, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.